Should we intro in?
Sure. Oh, yeah, you're right. That's important. All right. Welcome to Brain Junk. I'm Amy Barton.
And I'm Trace Kerr. And today we're going to talk about everything you never knew you wanted to know about anoles, the James Bond of lizards.
Anoles, that's a kind of lizard?
Yeah.
It's a super spy lizard?
Well,
is it very sexy?
Well, it's not an international man of mystery, and it's not because they romance the ladies. They have a cool gadget that lets them breathe underwater.
Still excited about this then. I'm still engaged. That is excellent.
I'm paying attention. I'm ready to learn more. Well, okay.
Side note, before you get too far down the road, because it's in here now, Ian Fleming wrote Chitty Chitty Bang Bang in addition to the James Bond book series.
You know, okay, no hate. I have never watched Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
I quite enjoy it.
And I know several people who are like, every year at Thanksgiving or pick your time, we watch Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. It's got the cover of the people in the car. I think it's flying. That's the end. That's what I've got.
It is filled with whimsy. It's like Mary Poppins goes on a spy adventure.
Oh, okay.
So it is quite fun. Yeah. Should we talk about spy lizards?
Okay, sure.
I derailed us, but it was in there. It had to come out.
I'm like, wow, that's a really cool topic. I know nothing about it. I don't know. Okay, so I learned a lot of new vocab words for this episode, and I'm going to share them with you. Anoles have hydrophobic, rugose skin that allows them to form a plastron of air when they dive into water. You're welcome.
I'm missing fully two of those words that seem like the most important words.
Same. We'll circle back. So let's explain anoles.
Yeah. That's tell us about them.
So if you've been in a pet store anytime, like in the last 10 years, you've probably seen an anole. They're little guys. They're in the iguana family. They're found in warmer parts of the Americas and the West Indies. So it's a long, slim lizard, 5 to 18 inches long. Really long tail.
Index card to legal sized paper as our size range.
Yeah. And the ones that you see in our pet stores are kind of more in that index card range. And usually it's the case with all of the branches and things in it. And you're looking forever and you can't find it.
There's nothing in there, but there's five of them.
Yeah. They're all hanging from the ceiling like a spy.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, some species of anoles live along streams and they use them to forage for food. And also, when they are threatened, and there are some spectacular videos, they spring into the water, all legs out, and they sink to the bottom and they stay down there for about 18 minutes.
Oh, wow. That is a long time.
It's a very long time. When you're really tiny and your lungs are super tiny, how do they do it?
Yeah. That's weird and awesome.
Right? So let's go back to those big words. So the current biology paper from May 2021 has it all. This is the title: Repeated Evolution of Underwater Rebreathing and Diving Anoleless Lizards, with lead author Christopher K. Boccia. So what did I say at the beginning? We got anoles. They have hydrophobic rugose skin that allows them to form a plastron of air when they dive into water. So let's break it down, because anoles are cool and we need to know what these words mean. So
agreed.
Hydrophobic, repels water.
Okay.
My hair, when it's dirty, hydrophobic, repels water.
Yeah, see, it beads up like a nice car wax.
Right off, still shiny, hydrophobic. Yeah.
Okay.
So when an anole makes a leap into a stream, its skin says no to water.
So our skin is not hydrophobic. Our skin will absorb some, right? Osmosis can occur.
Yes, but it's mostly like no thank
mostly,
you on
yeah.
water.
Okay.
But theirs is like...
They're especially.
Completely, yeah. So as it goes in, a layer of air is trapped around its body, mostly around the head in this layer. That's the plastron. A plastron is a large pad worn by fencers.
Oh, yeah.
So thank you, scientists, for making science so approachable with your plastrons. The plastron of air... We're going to call that nose bubbles because that's just easier. They're down there. They look kind of shiny and silvery. That's the air that's trapped around their body because there's air between them and the water. Just very tiny microscopic layer of air. Okay.
Oh.
And then they exhale and you see like this silvery bubble go whoop out of their nose and it's kind of sticking up above their forehead and then swoop, it goes back inside their head.
Wow.
So air is trapped in the rugose skin, which means wrinkles. They've got a lot of wrinkles. And the air is just stuck in all these little nooks and crannies as they jump in.
It's like your stomach. When it's empty, it's all wrinkly together. And then it can expand to accommodate food.
I thought you were saying like when I sit down in jeans and I've got
that
all these.
That too. Also a good analogy. Yes. I think the stomach lining is a better. I like that.
So this is where it gets really cool. So this paper that I mentioned, they had the anoles, they were in the water, and they have this teeny tiny probe, and they are putting that probe into the exhaled bubble, at, you know, like as it comes out of their nose, they're putting the little probe in there and watching the oxygen content go down in real time. First exhale has got, there's still a lot of oxygen in there, and then it goes back in and out, and there's a little less and a little less. But here's the thing, the bubble, because it has such a thin skin, also cleared out some of the carbon dioxide that they're exhaling because it's getting pulled out, you know, into the stream. And they think that in some ways this bubble is acting almost like a lung and getting a little bit of oxygen from the water.
Wow.
Right?
So they see a predator, they dive into the water. Do they do a big inhale or something? How does that work?
No, it's just jump. And then the air that is around their body kind of trapped.
Oh, okay.
So when they're inhaling and exhaling, what you're seeing is this bubble, but some of that air is being pulled like up along the back, up from the tummy. It's all kind of getting pulled as they inhale.
Kind of like static. Keeping the balloon close to you.
Yeah. And then pulling it all up and then they're inhaling. When they exhale, it's kind of caught in this membrane.
Okay. I gotcha.
Of air. Yeah.
Weird. Okay. Because I would think for them to efficiently respond, they can't take a predator
and go.
That is the difference between life and death for them, probably. So,
yeah, no, they're just leap and then they go in. And so I imagine even the angle you go into the water might affect how much air you manage to kind of get trapped in all those wrinkles.
Yes. Oh, that's right. The wrinkles are trapping the way. Okay.
Yeah. The rugose skin.
Yes, that's right. I missed that in my mental imagining of this.
In the plastron of air. Oh, my gosh. People, come on.
Yes. Okay. Wow. That is very like a sweet mod that is very James Bondian.
It is a sweet mod. And so like not all of them do it, but the ones that have developed to be near the water.
Mm-hmm.
What's funny is we know that there are a lot of insects that do this in some way. There's spiders that do it. There's some water beetles that like it gets trapped. An air bubble gets trapped around their body or around their shell. Here again, here's a mammal who's like, you know what? I got this. And they do it too.
Yeah, that's amazing. Didn't you post something this week on social media that was similar? Now I don't remember. I'm just having this inkling in the back of my head that didn't we have something lizardy? Maybe I'm imagining
things. I did post. Okay, so if you haven't done Brain Junk Instagram, I occasionally just throw things up on stories because I get really excited about stuff I see. There was one about, it's gone, about a snake. They gave it legs.
Yes, that was the one. I'm like, we've had a lizardy thing this week. Look up snake with legs. I don't know the search terms you're going to use because it's like animatronic legs. It is a snake in a tube with legs.
Yeah. The person who posted it was at Allen, A-L-L-E-N, Pan, P-A-N. Yeah. It's like a packing tube that's clear. And then it's got feet on the front and the back. What's so funny is the snake, it's a long snake and its head is sticking out a couple of inches. And every time he moves his head, I think that's how it decides which way to go. He's so chill.
Yeah. He's like, oh, this is good. I like this. Yes. And it looks, your brain immediately translates it to lizard. And is fine. And as soon as I thought, that is a snake in a tube and that guy is just next to the snake.
Yeah.
My brain would go back to snake mode and it felt very differently about the thing in the tube, but immediately wanted to go right back to lizard, animatronic lizard.
the kind of feet they gave it felt very much like a Galapagos Island. Like an iguana or what are the ones that have the poisonous spit? Those are the ones that are on the Galapagos Island.
The Komodo dragons.
Yes, that's kind of the gait it was walking. And so you'd see this little lizard head. I did the same thing. Oh, look, he's just out for a stroll. That's a snake. That's a snake. They can't. Yeah.
That's a whole another road. Like, we might need to research that, because how did the snake's brain, how long did it take the snake to figure that out and make the leap and make it do the thing?
Okay, so we've got the episode with smart fish and the goldfish that are driving the autonomous vehicle, but they're not really driving it, right? It's
That's
just the
true.
Thing goes where the fish goes.
Yeah.
I'm going to swim in that direction. But the fish isn't thinking
left, right, left.
How do I move my body? He's just like, I need to get to the thing. And he does a little wiggle and off he goes.
So kudos to the scientists who figured out how to make that work.
I know, with their radar and everything. This, there's probably some sort of sensor and the snake is, what's over there? And off it goes.
Uh-huh. Like a horse with reins, but...
Yeah.
The snake is the reins controlling its little horse body.
Speaking of a horse with reins, TikTok, love you. There was a gal. She goes up to her horse, pretends to put the bridle on. And that's the thing the reins are hooked to. She pretends to put on a bridle. She pretends to do all the buckling. Horse is just standing there. And then she reaches down and grabs. There is no rein, but she picks up an imaginary rein where it would be and begins to walk. And he just follows her.
That's terrific.
Well, what's funny is they get about 20 feet and the horse stops, shakes his head, and he's like, what?
Wait a minute.
What is this mind game?
That poor horse.
He's like, I put myself in bondage. What did we even do here? No. No.
I've been duped.
He does have that look. Very, so much betrayal.
Yeah. I love that. That's amazing.
Yeah.
I might have cut you off before you were done with your anole lizards.
No.
Okay.
I mean, really, the cool thing is they go in water. They manage to still breathe with nose bubbles. And then I wouldn't be able to do this. Like, if you gave me some sort of repellent finish, the idea of maybe accidentally getting some water inside my nose, I would drown.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not for this technology. And I don't really know what they're... I think this isn't science. Well, maybe we can figure out how to do a thing. This is more like, how are they not dying? And they're just recirculating the air.
That's terrific. Do you think they're always kind of wrinkly? Or I was just thinking about our fingers in water, where our neurological system is doing a thing to wrinkle them. But is the lizard always, or is that startle response, wrinkle... jump. He's always.
I think probably wrinkle. This is why they used rugose, right? Because that's my word was too imprecise. I think with all the scales they have on their body and they're so small, it's craggy, right?
Okay.
It's probably, you know, like one of those things where when you see a needle or a knife, it looks like this really sharp, very precise thing. And then you see it under an electron microscope very close up. And it's like, that is raggedy.
Yes.
That is a raggedy metal edge.
Hair shafts are like that too. When you look at a hair, my curly hair has lots of open scales. So there's room for all kinds of things.
Exactly. And that's just what they're doing on a very teeny tiny scale.
Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah.
It's amazing that their body can be efficient enough to channel that little bit of oxygen that they can sneak into those spaces to something that can last 18 minutes. So like the Bournes,
the Jason Bourne
of the lizard world that can lower their heart rate immediately, probably survive longer. The high strung ones are going to use up their oxygen faster, I would think.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, guys.
But see, that's natural selection at work. All of the high strung ones, they died hundreds of years ago, you know?
All we're left is like these super calculating spy lizards.
I will say that in the video, this one is down there and he's just breathing. And it has that very no thought, no brain kind of look in its eye. And I don't know if that's because it's a reptile and that's my own personal bias. But I was like, there's nothing happening in there. They're just...
You know, my dentist is a friend of the family. And so we chat about things you might not ordinarily with your dentist. And he does ice water training to be able to stay in it longer. And he was talking about the mental process of that discipline. And it is a very meditative thing. And so I would think for a lizard too, you would just like, okay, I'm checking out. And I think that lizard brain versus people brain, they have less to tune out, but people do it too.
That's true. And good point. This is a cold-blooded creature that needs to be warm, that's jumped into water, which, okay, it might be tropical, but it's still probably colder than their body temperature. So everything just slows down, and then it's just, you're just all chill and you're just breathing. You've cracked the code. Look at you.
Cracked it. Together, we'll tell the scientists later.
We need to call up Christopher and be like, sir.
He'd be like, I know. Thanks.
Oh, sorry. We just felt really smart.
But we'd like an A on our paper.
I know, exactly. Give me that gold star. I know I didn't want it in middle school because I thought it was condescending, but now I want it.
Yes, exactly. I want the head pat, please. The verbal. Don't touch my head, but I do want the verbal head pat.
There you go. Just pat near me.
Yes, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. Yeah, so that's all I got. Anoles.
I love it. So Trace will likely put pictures, sometimes awesome videos, in the show notes. So that's brainjunkpodcast.com. And of course, if you want to go check out our excellent Instagram posts, which vary wildly in content, Trace is really good about curating some fun stuff for us. So, and Trace and I will catch you next time when we share more of everything you never knew you wanted to know. And I guarantee you will not be bored.